you know, you are allowed to come, but, you know, you have to fill so many requirements, and it's complicated. We have some people that they even they know the Lord is still, you know, having some fears, and just because of that, not many people came back to church. So it's a lot of work that, you know, you have to be in doing, but my question is why? Why is all this happening? You know, when we think about, you know, difficulties in life, we have to ask ourselves if God knows about them or not. He doesn't know it. Okay? And I don't know. You know, there are many people, at least in my church, that they are losing their sleep. They're not sleeping. You know, and why? Many of them just because of COVID-19. Many of them because of the war in Ukraine. Many of them because of the price of the gasoline. Many of them because of the price of the gasoline and the price of the heat. Many of them because of political situations in our nation. I don't know if you have any problem in this nation about political situation. But if you don't, we can give you some of ours. But those things sometimes, you know, make you lose our time resting in the Lord. Because that's the right word, to rest in the Lord. And when I want to have a solution, I go to the Bible. I don't know you. I go to the Bible because I would say that that's the only way for me to have peace. And I go to Psalm 62, verse 7 and 8. And says, in God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength. And my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Trust in Him in all times. And after, end this verse saying, Selah. Selah is so important in the original. We don't know exactly the meaning of that. But many times, Selah, according to the scholars, means pause, to stop. I sing. I'm not saying that I'm a singer, but my voice teacher, he always said, get the bus, get the bus. In Italian, sounds right, you know, get the bus. What that means, you have to get ready because the next step, you have to go high or you have to go low. And you need that moment to pause, to stop, to get ready for the next step. And this is what he's saying, this verse. Get ready for the next step. It's going to go high. It's going to go low. But what you have to do is just to trust in the Lord all times. Trust in the Lord all times. Isn't that a phrase that we say continuously? Trust in the Lord. Okay? Gasoline is like, trust in the Lord. Yeah. And I say, trust in the Lord. I lost my job, Mario. Trust in the Lord. I lost my daughter, Mario. Those are words that we say, but sometimes it's so difficult to live by those words. And that's the moment that we got to the point that we say, Lord, what that means to trust in you? And when we try to give an answer, you go to the vocabulary, and the vocabulary says, believe in the reality, allow credit to God. Okay? This is to believe. But when we try to go biblical and we go to the meaning of the word, to trust in God means to put your complete hope in God. To put your complete hope in God. And my dear folks, this morning my question is, do we trust God? Our hope is complete in Him or not? Because it all depends. If I got those words right, I'm going to rest in God and I'm going to have good dreams. But if I don't do, my life is going to be terrible. Because we know who God is, what He's able to do, but we don't trust Him. We don't give Him the credit. We don't put our hope in Him. Oh, Mario, those are things that we really know already. But you know what's my problem in my Christian life? It's not how much I know about the Word of God. My problem is what do I do with those things that I already know? And many times there are many things that I know, but in the middle of the trials, it's one of the things that I forget. Or I pretend to forget. Because I don't want to listen what God is saying to me. And this moment in the history, this is the moment that the church is supposed to be out. Because that's the meaning of church, right? Called to be out. That this is what we are. But sometimes in this moment, you know, I don't know here, but in Italy, you know, I try to get a percentage of our people in the church. How much time they spend talking about COVID and how much time they spend preaching the gospel. And let me tell you, there is a big difference. And not for good. Because the circumstances are changing our sight. We are putting our sight in things that God is able to change. But if God didn't change them, it's because He has a purpose. And one of those purposes is to use His church to do miracles in the middle of world that has no hope. We know that we have the hope, right? Our hope is in Jesus. We know that the end of the story is well, right? It is well, the end of the story. The end of the story is going to be glorious. It's going to be perfect. We're going to be with God. But the end of the story is going to help me today to live trusting God in all times. This is something that I had to go deep in my life. Because why do I have to trust God? Why? When like problems are in the middle of my life. And I guess the answer is very clear when we realize was Psalm 119, verse 89 and 90 says, "Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth and steadfast." My God, God is faithful to all generations. You know, we have some people in our church that they are over 100 years old. And when I talk to them, they are wonderful to talk to, okay? Because they always have stories. And when they talk about Christian life, how they live their life like 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago in the churches. There's an old lady that she said to me, "Mario, those were the best time in my life with the Lord. Churches were faithful. They loved the Lord. They paid the price to serve the Lord and to love the Lord." And she says, "You know, to go to church 65 years ago, I walked because I didn't have a bicycle. And, of course, she didn't have a car. She walked like 22 miles on Sunday to go to church and came back walking. Because God is faithful." But she asked me a question. "Mario, what happened to the church now? Nobody goes walking to church, right? We complain if I had to get the car and go for 30 minutes. And what is faithfulness? What is faithfulness?" And when I try to explain this word, faithfulness means, according to the vocabulary, remaining loyal and steadfast. When you go to the original, it's so interesting, this word in Greek. Because it means when you start one thing, you finish it. You don't leave things at half. This is faithfulness. And this is what God does to us. If you go to Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, says, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work, and you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." God has started something in our lives. He's going to finish it. The problem is not the faithfulness of God. The problem is my faithfulness. Because many times we are the ones that we start things and we leave it at half. Right? Well, I don't know here, but you know, in Italy, at the end of the year, the 31st of December, we had to present, you know, the result of all our incomes, and most of the things that they went out, you know, the 31st of December. Most of the people in the world that celebrate, Italian people, they don't. And they had to present all the documents that day, okay? And you are going to receive a positive result or negative result. I say to the Christian people, we have to do the same thing. We are ending 1 year. We have to establish 1 new year. How we are going to do it? And you know what happened that day? Generally, we have a big celebration that day, and we share. And most of the things that I hear is, in the prayer, Lord, this year I know that I promised you to do this, that, and I didn't do it all. But this new year that we're starting today is going to be different. Have you been in that position? This year, Lord, is going to be different. And probably the Lord is there. I can't wait. I want to see. God, that's what God is, right? And just 2 months passed by, and we are worse than the year before. Why? When we have an example of God, that He has started one thing in our lives, and He's going to put it to completion. Why? In those moments, problems are going to come to our lives. Maybe it's not going to be COVID in your life, or the war, or the price of the gasoline, but personal things are going to happen in your life. And that's the moment that the Lord wants you to trust Him. That's the moment that the Lord wants to ask you if He is really your really hope. Okay? And that's the moment that you are going to answer according to your faith. There is a lady that is in my church. When she prays like this. Dear Lord, please tie Satan. I don't want any problems in my life. I don't want any trials in my life. I want to have chest peace. I talked to her many times. You know, that's not the Christian life we are called to. Because Satan has a job. He has to do his part, right? He's paid to do that, okay? No, he doesn't have salary, but he does it for free, okay? And we are called to do something else. We are called, in those moments, the answer is there in Psalm 62, just to trust in God. Why? Because He's my only hope. Have you ever been in those places that your only hope is God? It's amazing. You know, when I studied the word hope in the Hebrew word, I couldn't believe it because it happened to my life. I don't know how many of you like to go for hiking. I hate it, but, you know, young people love it. And because I work with young people, you know, you had to go and hike, okay? So they're all excited. Hey, Mario, let's go hiking. Yes, let's go. I went one time, you know, and one of the girls, because sometimes girls are more wild than men, okay? And here she comes, you know, and says, there are those people that they know everything about it. Do you know them? You know, they know everything about it, but they never did it. But they know everything about it, okay? So she got there. She was so ready, you know. We had to go to this place hiking, you know, and they explain you everything, what you have to do. And they put thousands of ropes on you, you know. And she started going up 3 feet. Wow. 8 feet. Wow. 15 feet. And in that moment, she was so enthusiastic in the beginning, but when she got that high, she realized where she was. And she was paralyzed. And the instructor was there, and she says, don't be worried. You don't have to say that when the people is worried. Don't be worried. They know it already, okay? Don't be weary. Get the rope. And when you are paralyzed, that you are scared, that you know where you are located, and from up there you see down there, you don't do what they tell you to do. And he keep on saying, get the rope, get the rope, get the rope, get the... Sings the song, get the rope, get the rope. No. It didn't happen. 15 minutes. Nobody was able to help her because she was by herself. Get the rope, and she didn't. Get the rope, and she didn't. All of a sudden, the instructor say, God is with you. Get the rope. In that moment, she got the rope, and little by little, she started coming down. You know what is the word for hope in the Bible? It's amazing. When you go to the Bible and you read, you know, in Psalm, it says, the Lord is my hope. In Psalm 62:5, it says, my soul, be quiet before God, for from him comes my hope. The word hopes in Hebrew is the word tikua. And you know what that means? Cord. Robe. And in those moments that you don't, that you are paralyzed, that you don't know what to do, and you lose control about everything, is the moment to get the rope. It's the moment to trust in God. Because he is your only hope. But even though we know everything, many times we forget all about it, or not. And that's the moment that we had to do some math. What kind of math? Because math is 1 + 1 is? Are you sure? 1 + 1, 2. 2 + 2 is 4, right? This is math in the Bible. If you trust in God and he is your hope, you have peace. That's math. If you had no peace, that means that your trust is not in God and he is not your only hope. Could be the God of the Bible. Could be the God of your pastor. Could be the God of your church. But it's not your God. That's because you had to do math. And when you do math, there are three things that you had to do. First thing, let's go to what the Bible says. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 3, Moses said to the people, remember this day on which you came out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. For it was with a strong hand that the Lord brought you out from there. Remember. What do we have to do in situations that they are difficult? Remember. Remember what? The past. The question is, was God faithful in the past? Did he start one thing and he accomplished it? God is faithful. God was faithful in my life. When I studied this word in the original, it's amazing. Because remember means to put back on your mind. But when you go from Greek to Latin, Latin is a very old language. It's not just to put it on your mind. But from your mind, let it go through your heart. This is to remember. And when the Lord says to us, remember, because in a few minutes we're going to go through that, that doesn't have to be just in your mind. It has to go through your heart. And the Lord is telling them, remember, go to your mind and think how the Lord delivered you from Egypt. And now, let's go through your heart and remember that God was faithful in the past. But God was not able in the past only. Dear folks, God is faithful today. Even the war, even the COVID, even the gasoline, God is faithful today. I love when the Bible says, for example, in Matthew 1:23, his name is Emmanuel, God with us. In Matthew 22:20 says, I am with you always unto the end of the earth. Today, God is faithful. Why are we shaking today about circumstances when we remember what God has done? Because God was faithful in the past and He's faithful today. Right? Years ago, I had to do one of my travelings. You know, I travel all the time for the ministry. And I had a very bad car. Very bad car. You know, every time I was leaving home, my children prayed for the car. They didn't pray for me, they prayed for the car. So, you know, I had that car. That was a terrible car. But, you know, by faith, that car was running. So finally, I had to go to the southern part of Italy. And there are two ways that you can do that trip. You know, you can go using the highway and you pay 45 euros, which is about $50 for highway. Or you save the 50 going through a mountain, you know. So what do you think that I got? I went through the mountains with my wonderful car, praying every single moment. What I didn't know about that time, it was a new place I was going, that when you go through the mountains, weather can change very easy. Very, very fast. And this is happening because I left down there that was okay. When I was starting going up, it was snowing. And by the time I was going up, it was snowing harder. And on that kind of road, there is no, you say, well, I changed my mind, I go back. There is no way, you know. Next step is the end of the mountain. So, you know, you had to keep on going, and I couldn't go backwards because I had people on the back, had people on the front. The snow started being really thick. And in Italy, you know, when you don't have special wheels for that kind of weather, you had to use what we call the chain. You put the chain on your wheels. But I didn't have the chains because I didn't want to spend in the chains. And in that moment, I remember my wife's, you know, voice, Mario, do you buy the chain? No, I don't. I'm looking for a miracle of God. But this was one of the moments. I don't know if that happened to you ever, but when you are driving your car and the car is not obeying you. I got to the top of the mountain and that was already, you know, a success for me. I didn't realize that the problem was not going up. The problem was going down. And when you are in the middle of those roads, you know, and all the mountains are the same, you know. You go like this. Too much snow. The car was not answering right. And when it got to the corner, I tried to handle it and I didn't have any answer. Down there, it was like somebody was telling me, get the rope. And the only thing I could say, Lord, take control of the car. Take control of the car. And it was amazing. Four times happened. It got to the end. And the car by itself went back. Went down and back. Four times. When I get at the end of the mountain, you know the first thing that I did after I pray? I got the chain. A few years after that, I had to go to the ministry and my car broke down just 2 hours before I left. It was another car. It was not the best car either because I put too many miles on those. And I had to cancel. I called, you know, my co-worker and said, I cannot go. My car is broken and there is no way for me to get on time. And that day, you know, I was getting worried. Because from that moment on, how I'm going to face the rest of the ministry for the next appointments that I have for tomorrow, day after tomorrow and next week, and the Bible studies. And the Lord was telling me, get the rope. Are you trusting in me? I was faithful with you in the past. I'm going to be faithful with you today. Maya, do you trust that? That day, I got on my knees. And I said, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do this, but I need a car. Any car. Hopefully a good car. That day, I received the news that you were going to buy a new car for me. And from that moment on, the car is working right. Keep on praying for the car, please. It already has many miles on it. But those moments get into our lives, right? That we get worried. That we forgot to get the robe. We don't remember in that moment. Just come to our mind, but it doesn't go to our hearts. And God is saying, remember. Because the same God that was faithful in the past is the same God that is going to be faithful today. And is the same God that is going to be faithful tomorrow. Because like I said at the beginning, this story is going to end well. Because we are going to be in glory. And we are going to be like his image. And I'm going to thank God for because he has been faithful. And according to what the Bible says, there is nothing that is going to separate us from God. And I don't know what you're going through. Your pains and your sorrows, one day they are not going to be no more. Because we are going to be before the Lord. And all his faithful promises are going to be perfect right in front of you and me. It's so easy to say that God has been faithful, is faithful, and will be always faithful. When I go to the Psalm 23, verse 1 says, the Lord is the one who is shepherding me. Other version says, the Lord is my shepherd. I love the verb because it says, is. And when you get it from Italian, that is a kind of conjugation that it is yesterday, is today, and it's going to be is tomorrow. It doesn't change. In Italian, it's gerundio. That's our God. God doesn't change. We change when we think about him, if he's faithful or not. When we get the robe or not. Because he didn't change. He doesn't change. And he will not change. Because he's faithful. He's faithful and he always will be faithful. Do you remember when they were in the garden? And Eve, you know, was talking a great conversation with Satan, you know? And Satan says, God says that you cannot have any kind of those fruits. Okay? And she says, nope. Because ladies are like that, you know? No. God says that we cannot have that, the fruit of that tree. All the rest we can't have. Okay. But after that, she saw the fruit. And she saw the fruit, and the fruit was good to eat. And the fruit was good to become wise. And you know what's the next step? She ate it. And she encouraged her husband to eat it. According to what she has saw. When you have a circumstance in your life that is difficult, that has sorrow and pain, and you don't know what to do, the last thing that you have to do is to see the fruit. Because the fruit is going to offer you to go away from what God wants. You don't have to see the circumstances. You have to see God. You have to get the robe and to see God. When David was going against Goliath, he was not seeing Goliath. He was seeing the God of the army. And that made the change in everything. there were many circumstances in the last 2 years in our lives as a family that sometimes you get to the point that you say, Lord, why so much? Why so much? Norma, my wife, she fell three times. Two times. One time she broke one of the ribs. Two times she broke her feet. Our son lives here in the United States and he got COVID. And those circumstances, plus, you know, when you have five churches that you have to take care of, let me tell you, there is not always everything goes well. Many times there are all kind of problems, and sometimes I don't know why. There are people that they have the ministry to create problems, okay? And you are in the middle of all that. I don't know why, but all that happened in the same moment. You know, we say, Lord, please, one step at a time. Now the Lord said, no, you're good. Let me give you all that together. In those moments, got the word of God, and I would start losing my good rest. And the Lord said to me in Psalm 62, trust me in all times. Because you had to get my robe. I am your robe. And you had to think what I did in the past. I'm going to do even more things today because I'm preparing you for tomorrow. This is my God. This is the God of this generation. That I would say in this generation, the churches are forgetting who God is and what God is able to do. But He is the same God of the past. He is the same God today, and He's going to send the same God tomorrow. That's His name, right? Yahweh. Yahweh is the conjugation of the verb to be. I was, I am, and I always be. This is our God. So my encouragement this morning is, if God is not your hope, get the rope. Trust in Him. And if you trust in Him, He's going to show you that anything that He starts, He's going to complete in His time. Some lessons are hard to learn, but they are needed. We were talking about the book of James with one of the sisters here, and we say, we know, you know, that when we go through trials and difficulties, those are one of those best moments with me and the Lord. Why? We don't want them. Why we pray like that lady in my church? Please, Lord, tie Satan. I don't want problems. I don't want trials. Because we need them to prove that God is faithful. To prove that if I trust Him, He always is going to be my robe. And He's going to bring me to the well ending. As a conclusion, I would like that together we might consider one hymn. Now, we live in the moment that music is changing in the churches, right? And one of the things that we set apart sometimes, they are the hymns. And the hymns are very good because most of the hymns, they have a very nice story and they are fruit of relationship with God. So the hymn that I would like to share with you talks about a family that had problems, a family that they got trials, but in the beginning of their story, everything was well. They had few children, and they were wealthy, and they were in a very good position. All of a sudden, things change, and because they change, you know, it was the moment to make decision. And my question this morning is, what kind of decision you want to make with your God? I'm not asking you if you know Him as a personal Savior, because if you don't know Him, that's what you have to do. But if you know Him as your personal Savior, the question is, do you trust in God? I'm not asking you if you are saved. I know that you're saved. The question is, do you trust Him? Is He your rope? Is He your hope? I would like to share this song with you.
My soul.